From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, using the alphabet as a weapon in an art museum. And things get a little bloodier at QuakeCon, a video game convention of epic proportions. First, to another infusion of jobs in the North Texas economy. A second San Diego-based company is relocating to North Dallas. This time it's OmniTrax, a fleet management firm that will add 450 jobs to downtown Dallas, according to the Dallas Morning News. A few weeks back, a software company called Active Network announced it will bring its headquarters and about 1,000 jobs to another downtown location. The season's first two human cases of West Nile virus have popped up in Dallas County.
One of the residents lives in Coppell in the 75019 zip code, and the other one is in Dallas, 75230.
That's Erica Neros with the Dallas County Health Department referring to the Preston Hollow area. The reported cases are West Nile fever, not the more severe form of the virus. The first case last year was announced July 30th. And 2 years ago this week, Dallas County had already reported its second West Nile death. And by the end of that year, 398 people got sick, 20 died. Nero says after the outbreak in 2012, the county went to year-round testing for West Nile-infected mosquitoes, and cities are more aggressive with ground spraying. Now to an unusual small exhibition at the Dallas Museum of Art. As KERA's Jerome Weeks reports, it's about the alphabet as a weapon.
The Soviet Revolution took over Russia in 1917. In doing so, it took over Central Asia with its many Muslims who wrote in Arabic. In the interests of modernization, the Soviets declared everyone would now write with Latin letters, the kind we use in the West. It was actually a way to cut off Kazakhstan and Azerbaijan from their Arabic and Muslim histories. It would tie them more closely to the Soviet Union. In 1939, Joseph Stalin changed directions. He had everyone use Cyrillic letters, the Greek-based letters we still associate with Russian writing. Payam Shafiri picks up the story.
So imagine asking everybody to take out their books, burn them, keep the same language, but read it and write it with a different script. And then in 1991, with the fall of the Soviet Union, all these republics, essentially except one, Latinized their alphabets. Basically, they've had three changes in 100 years. So what that results in is a strange situation where a grandfather, a son, and a grandchild, they can all speak the same language, but they can't read the same book.
Slavs and Tatars, the new show at the DMA, was inspired by these kinds of forced political rewritings. Slavs and Tatars is also the name of the art collective that created the works. Payam, the name Shafiri goes by as an artist, says the collective actually started in Europe as a book club of about 50 people. Payam himself was born and raised in Texas. His Iranian parents came to UT Austin in the early 70s to study petroleum engineering, but for the past 15 years, he's lived in Europe. The heart of the show at the DMA is 10 large rugs hung on the walls. Each was inspired by a cartoon by the Russian poet and playwright Vladimir Mayakovsky.
Most of his drawings were quite critical of aristocrats, capitalism, religion. You know, he was a willing propagandist. Of course, he was a great poet as well. But what we're doing is taking that thread that sort of undoes the sweater and looking at him as a kind of a perfect poster child for the risks and rewards of language.
The rewards and risks of language. Mayakovsky was one of the greatest Russian poets of the 20th century. An ardent supporter of the Soviet Revolution, he came to see he'd helped lead the country into Stalin's purges. He shot himself at the age of 37. The rugs in Slavs and Tatars look like slightly fuzzy, giant-sized political posters. Payam and his collaborator, Polish artist Kasia Korshak, took Mayakovsky's cartoons and added individual Cyrillic and Arabic letters. Human figures are shouting these letters or are trying to twist their tongues around them. The letters are often the ones that were forgotten or forced on people because of linguistic politics. In keeping with the art collective's literary origins, their artworks are often language and book-based. They're full of puns or cross-language metaphors. A small bronze sculpture in the show has a tongue wrapped around a human heart. It embodies the expression, speaking from the heart. And with most museum shows, any book involved is a catalog, something added on. Slavs and Tatars reverses that relationship.
These sculptures, these installations, these lectures that we do, they're all actually an effort to bring people back to the book.
So, why use rugs? Payam says Slavs and Tatars like to get art off its pedestal. However these artworks are designed or displayed, they treat letters and languages as totems, weapons, prayers. The name of the entire series of rugs? It's Love Letters. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
The artists in the collective Slavs and Totters will present a lecture performance tomorrow afternoon at SMU's Smith Auditorium. Details are at artandseek.org. From Donkey Kong to Grand Theft Auto, video gaming is a serious business. And this week, Dallas is Game Central. The larger-than-life convention QuakeCon runs through Sunday. It pays homage to the landmark game Quake, which was born in North Texas. So was a game called Doom. The latest version of that was unveiled last night. KERA's resident video game expert, Justin Martin, guided Dwali Saikautau through the digital maze.
Justin, it's kind of dark here at QuakeCon. We've just entered this huge sort of warehouse, and it's just monitors and monitors.
What we're seeing here, it looks like to be lots of custom-built computers that are networked locally so the gamers here can play games with each other.
What are they doing right now?
Well, let's mosey on over here and have a look.
Yeah, this is an older game called Quake Live. It's really just a first-person shooter game with that you can do some tricks, move a little faster. This is called QuakeCon, and this is the game Quake. Very few are actually playing this game anymore.
So this is the original Quake?
It's an enlightened version of the original Quake.
Where are you from?
I'm from Houston, not too far away. He's from San Antonio. I love these guys.
Your name is?
Bruce Karger.
Did you see Doom?
Doom, all I can say is it's awesome. It's a whole lot more action-packed than Doom 3 was. You could do finishing moves on the demons as you kill them. Example, with a chainsaw, you actually literally cut them in half, and it shows everything, guts, everything. It's great. Stomp on their heads, all sorts of craziness. It is what we've been waiting for in a Doom game.
How long have you been a gamer?
Probably since I was like 13.
And you are what now?
30. Last year there was a guy that was in his late, 80. So you got some pretty good age range.
Your name is?
David Dunaway.
Is it kind of reliving your childhood?
I mean, you got to be a big kid to come out here, so. Uh-oh, we got to catch up. You better watch out, buddy. Oh, man.
Hi.
This is an extravagant outfit.
I do it for everything.
And your name is?
Lori Walker.
Can you describe what you're wearing for us?
Describe what I'm wearing. It's a barbarian fur-covered thing.
Are you a big fan of Doom or Quake or anything here?
Well, I do like Doom. I like my blood and gore and violence. I was also at the Doom thing last night, which was amazing.
What can you tell me about the Doom reveal?
Blood everywhere. Things being ripped in half, limbs being ripped off. It's beautiful in a weird way.
So in other words, you're definitely going to buy it and play when it comes out.
Oh, yeah. Somebody actually shouted in the middle of it saying, shut up and take my money. It says it all.
It's-a me, a Mario. Okie dokie.
Tell me what your dress-up is all about.
So this is the harder, more hardcore Mario ready for today's market.
Is this not the original Super Mario? Is this like Smash Brothers Mario?
No, this is my own little invention. Threw in a little bit steampunk, threw a little bit more of that gory first-person shooter look.
And your name is?
Nadav Pechtold.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it. And your Mario outfit is fantastic.
You're welcome. It's-a me, a Mario.
Justin, thanks so much for being our tour guide on this lovely journey.
Thank you, Dwali. I'm going to go play some games.
Right on.
You can like us on Facebook or follow KERA on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.